Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's broadcasting live from MedStar Capital's Iceplex, presented by AAA. Go to AAA.com and hit the road with confidence. TB Cakes, Fish and JP, final hour of the show. Brad McClellan will join us, the Capitals GM, coming up at 9:40, but you just heard the breaking news, and it doesn't sound as promising as we thought for the Darius Geis injury. We thought maybe he could be back in 1 to 4 weeks. Now apparently he's flying to go see Dr. James Andrews and have his meniscus checked out by one of the lead surgeons in the country who works with the Redskins, and now you're hearing it could be 6 to 8 weeks, which kind of seems like they're probably going to repair the cartilage. That is a much longer period of time that he would be out.
Well, then your season's pretty much out. You're done.
Well, in terms of him having a significant impact, I mean, if you're just like grooming for next year, then you bring, like, you know, and you guys are planning to bring in Haskins, you know, by week 9 or 10.
Yeah,
and,
things are falling apart already. I'm bringing in Haskins in week 4 or 5, my friend.
Oh.
But that's
me.
Well, it's up to
process.
You. You'd bring him in this week.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Not me. No. It's disheartening. I think, first of all, it's a big blow to his career.
Absolutely.
It's just another chink in the body. This was a huge opportunity for him to prove that he could carry the load. And so far, he's got, 11 preseason carries. What did he have, 10 touches, 13 touches in the regular season game, and like one preseason carry last year?
He's
a
professional.
Keeps breaking down.
He's a professional rehabber. That's what he is.
At this point,
it sucks for him.
To rehab.
And
it
sucks for
this
him.
Is happening like so early in his career. Like you expect these dings and injuries like later in your career, not when you're first breaking
well,
in when
be
you're
fair.
Young.
ACLs can happen to anybody. And this is a meniscus tear that happens in youth league. It can happen anywhere. But the problem is he's got the track record of it in college. So far he can't be – look, for his best interest, he needs to come back, you know, by week 8 or so whenever he's cleared, and he needs to prove that he could stay healthy for a significant stretch of time.
By the way, Cakes' bet of under 500 yards, which a couple weeks
ago –
winner. Once we heard Jay Gruden –
enormous winner.
When Jay Gruden said the offense was going to run through Darius Geis – we mocked Cakes. There was no chance he was going to be under 500 yards. He might have been at 500 yards in 6 weeks.
Okay, but hold on. But we didn't count on him being out 8 weeks for a knee injury.
Hey, you know what? That's
if he played a full year, he would have 500 yards.
Whoever made that bet, the guy on the other side, did not get an injury caveat.
Well, now I need him to come back strong in the second half of the season and get to 500 yards. The problem is he only had 18.
And as far as, you know, the most important thing, fantasy football ramifications, like I was telling Jason during the break, you have to just punt him away. Like, if he's going to be out 3 to 6 weeks, that like at a best case scenario, he's back like week 9 or 10, right?
Right. I wouldn't even pick him up then.
Yeah, you just can't
but
count
now
on
for
it.
The Redskins. And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. What do the Redskins do? He's going to be out a significant period of time. Obviously, Adrian Peterson's going to be your number one. I don't love necessarily Wendell Smallwood. I know you have Chris Thompson. I think you kind of got to shop around a little bit.
Well, you got to shop around, but I mean, you can find a guy, but you're not going to find
There's always guys out there.
The thing is Geis, I really think Jake Gruden thought this is why he was ready to move on from AP. Geis was supposed to be their Saquon, their Ezekiel Elliott. Now, obviously, that's lofty.
Look
right?
at those stats. It's just sad that, you know, hopefully he'll come back and contribute the second half of the season, but he just didn't accomplish
anything.
I mean,
right? He's having a tragic start to his career. Right. For somebody who had really high expectations. So I'm with you. I think you guys scour the waiver wire. I don't know the kind of names that are out there. I don't know if there are any young backs
out there.
You
can always find running backs. Those guys, they're a dime
a
dozen.
You can find one, but are they going to be any good? Can you find a good one?
Yeah. You bring back Alf.
I mean,
I think the Cowboys, I thought the Cowboys were going to bring back
them. They released
They
them.
Did, but I thought they were going to bring I had heard they were going to
bring
back.
My point is guys are out there. Once they're waived, I mean, look, J.P. Holtz played in game 1 for the Redskins. they waved him. The Bears scooped him
up. Do you think Jay
is a young player? But he's a young player.
You understand, but
Alf's not going to get picked up by anybody unless they're desperate.
Do you think Jay?
The Redskins might be desperate.
Nah, not for Alf.
Does Jay Gruden have Samaje Perine release regret at this point? He might.
Maybe Byron Marshall.
He probably does.
I mean, Marshall was picked up by someone, right? Or no?
How would I know?
And the truth is, if Jay sticks to what they did in Week One. He said he wanted your first down and second down back, which in Week One was Darius Geis. Now it's Adrian Peterson. You had Chris Thompson as essentially your third down back. And then the third running back, which was Wendell Smallwood, was a special teams guy who can do both. So they don't have to add anybody.
You guys might feel differently than I do. I actually think this is a pretty big blow for the offense.
This hurts the team.
It hurts
the team. I'm sorry.
Because he can do more than AP can do.
Now you're relying again for the second year. 1 year older on Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, AP is a freak. He's a monster. He could do things that other guys can't do in terms of being there every week.
But he's not 23.
Powerful. Yeah, but he also is not as versatile. Yeah. The reason why they're excited about Geis is because Geis was powerful but also versatile. And they lose that versatility. So they're not as good as a team with AP.
I've never met Darius Geis and probably never will. I feel bad for the kid.
I feel bad for him, too.
Yeah.
I do feel bad.
Just as a man, I feel bad.
It's a horrible start for his NFL career, and you have to hope that he's able to get past it and is able to rehab and actually is productive going forward.
Now, they said that he's going to meet. Doesn't mean he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. He's going to meet.
Well, that tells you that that's the initial lean.
They didn't like the first opinion.
Correct.
The first opinion was probably should do a repair.
And Edwards might say the same thing, but. And if that's the case, I just feel bad for him. I'm sorry, Andrews. And I feel bad for him.
But I think it hurts the team. As many AP fans as there are out there, and I'm an AP fan, Adrian Peterson is not as versatile as Darius Geis.
Well, they're also more predictable offensively.
More predictable.
With Adrian Peterson. And you kind of heard, look, Gruden was being dismissive and flippant about it at the time. But, you know, he talked about, like, the I formation. Like, Adrian Peterson – doesn't prefer to run out of like those RPO looks and
right. That's
and,
not him.
And
right.
They did that last year, but those freaking RPO looks for AP were awkward.
Right.
They
right.
just were. Yeah,
he's
they
never done
natural.
It. He's never done it.
They
right.
weren't great.
And by the way, if I'm Darius Geis and I do elect to have surgery, I'm not letting a 77-year-old man cut into my knee. I don't care how renowned he is. I don't care how great Dr. Jim Tanger is.
I've heard word that a lot of his assistants, handle
it. Yeah, I'm going to say, if I'm Darius Geis or his handlers, I'm going to say, let Dr. James Andrews oversee. He can be in the room, but I need like a nice 35 to 40.
Wait, I won't even let a 77-year-old guy drive, let alone cut me.
Right, are you kidding? When I use my body as my paycheck?
But
no,
think about
thank
this.
You.
Go beyond what it does to them on the field, because I agree with you, Eric. It hurts them.
I think it hurts.
This is their second round pick.
Yeah,
who's not played for basically 2 years. If this happens,
right?
Well, honestly,
it was a wasted second round.
They're
pick.
Gonna have to start evaluating their drafting strategy, and they did it with Jonathan Allen, and they did it with Montez Sweat to an extent. Now, it was a unique issue with the heart, but they're gonna have to evaluate their strategy of trying to get guys on the cheap, guys that are sliding because of injury history. Right? Because the injury history is coming back to haunt them.
They like craps. Right.
Because Bruce
they,
Allen,
they like playing
Bruce
craps.
Bruce Allen goes, whoa, that guy's sliding into the second round. I wonder why Darius Geis is there to slam. Oh, because he's injured all the time in college, and he'll be injured all the time when he gets to
they're
the pros.
They're banking on these guys. And by the way, we don't have a track record of keeping guys healthy to begin with.
Yep.
So it just seems like a toxic combination. I think they're going to have to really reevaluate that.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. There's never a shortage of stories with the Washington Redskins.
Never. I mean,
there's always a shortage of wins,
right?
But never a shortage
hey,
of
you
stories.
Know what? At least they're not boring. You could say that for the Redskins. They may be bad. They may be dysfunctional. Not boring.
They're not boring, but the fan base is going to – look, if it gets bleak early – and they're going to bail on it more than you've ever seen.
But this
you'll see the worst attendance – in the history of the franchise, if it continues this way.
Yeah.
By the second half of the season, nobody's going to go to the games.
Well, it's been trending that way for several years. I the Geis thing, though, is not unique to any team or the Redskins. For the guys that pop into my head are, remember when they drafted Devin Thomas and Kelly and
Malcolm Kelly.
Some of these guys had injuries.
Fred Davis, A-Wad's best friend, Fred Davis.
I mean, every team's dealing with it. I mean, we just talked about Hunter Henry. In L.A. I mean, they're dealing with it. He was hurt last year. He's hurt again.
But you don't necessarily have to draft guys with such an injury history. You know what I mean?
It's probably hard to draft a football player as a completely clean history.
Not to be completely clean, but it seems like all of our guys, it's kind of a theme. They slip in the draft because of their injury history. So I don't know. I think it's something they need to evaluate. I certainly think it hurts the team. I think he's more versatile than AP.
Well, all these people who are clamoring for Adrian Peterson, we'll see what happens on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, Morgan Moses came on our show. By the way, he'll join us again on Monday at 8:20. He's joining us every Monday. Chris Thompson at 9. We'll see if they play more a more inspired football. I don't necessarily buy into that thing, but maybe they're a little more inspired for the vet to be back there, the Hall of Famer back there, and you know, provide some holes. They didn't really do much of that for Darius Geis in week one.
Well, you know, the offensive line, and Morgan's a big part of that, you know, killed them with penalties.
Sure.
They damn near led the league in holding penalties if they didn't last year.
Remember,
or six more on Sunday.
They're being targeted by the officials.
Right.
Remember that. That's a big thing.
I don't know what kind of bizarro world they're in over there.
I thought
there,
they did a pretty good job in pass protection throughout the game. I just thought
they're probably holding on every play.
They weren't able to open any holes for Darius Geis. Right. And so we'll see if they're able to do it with Adrian Peterson, or Adrian Peterson's going to have to do it all by himself with jump cuts.
Well, that's
but
not
you're
going to
see
that won't work that
a lot of Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
And a lot of Chris Thompson.
Well, it depends. If they're down early, you're not going to see that much of AP. If they're down early, if they go three and out, the Cowboys score as prolific as everybody thinks they are, and then you have kind of another sort of mediocre drive, you're down 10-0, you're not going to see that much of AP on Sunday afternoon. They need to get up early and kind of do what they did against the Eagles, except sustain drives.
How things changed so quickly, though, because on Sunday, Cakes and I were doing the pregame show from Glory Days Grill. And Cakes actually got out of his chair and was like ranting and raving about all the Adrian Peterson backers. Like, why do you care?
Right.
It's Adrian Peterson. He's not a lifelong Redskin. Who cares, right?
And he was glad you have him now.
Now he's a linchpin.
And his combo to that was he was fired up because Earl Forsey prepared a song.
Yes.
Geis, Baby. Right?
I love it.
And so Cakes wanted to hear more Geis, no, Baby. That's done.
I told Earl he just has to do the remix. Now it's back to Ice, Baby. Because
right.
Darius Geis needs loads of ice for his big swollen knee.
He does got swollen knee.
He needs so much ice. He should be, you know what? He should be out here.
He should just come here and lay down.
Just lay down on the cap sheet of ice. That's what he should do. Maybe it would be good for his knee. Be therapeutic.
I feel
bad. What's the thing? The Zamboni? Just have the Zamboni?
Yeah, he should drive to practice in a Zamboni every single day.
Or maybe just run over him. You really get the ice, the compression that
right.
you need. They're going to need a lot
now,
of compression.
Jay Gruden has been lucky in many ways. He's making $5 million a year.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
He's going to be
and
all
a
right.
lot of people think he's very overpaid. But, man, just as a head coach, just the things he's had to deal with.
The circumstances.
Just the injuries alone.
Yeah.
First of all, he works for
a maniac.
The devil. But he,
tyrant.
But, I mean, he's got the, you know, he had to deal with the RG3 and the Cousins thing, and then he has to deal with Cousins playing year to year on franchise tags.
Yeah.
And then they don't get anything for him.
He's got a buffoon as a GM.
And then they have to draft Haskins, who he didn't want.
His wife's chasing flush draws all the time.
His wife, yeah, exactly. She loves to ship chips.
Well, who doesn't?
I mean, he's got Alex Smith. All right, we're 6-3.
Well,
broken leg.
Yeah. No, he's had some misfortune.
Then he's got to go coach Mark Sanchez, who's retired now.
Josh Johnson.
And was retired before.
Oh.
Right.
And now he's got Geis, the second-round pick, out
Man,
for the second year.
He's got 40-year-old running back he doesn't even want on the roster.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. No, it's a shame.
40.
I mean, he's
close.
Up there. He's up there. Put it this way. If AP was released, I'm not sure how many teams would sign him.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
You've got to be real desperate.
You got to be absolutely desperate. And it's not to say that he can't play. It's just that you're just kind of spinning your wheels. You're not really going anywhere when you're playing.
Question is, Cakes, more importantly, do I pick up Rex Burkhead to replace Geis on my fantasy
yes.
squad?
Yes. 1,000 times yes. Yeah. You should have done it by now.
Well, he's still available. I mean, he's not going anywhere. I got a co-commish. I got to, you know, check with him. Co-owner.
Co-commissioner.
A co-owner.
Pick up A.J. Brown. That's who Dave Richard was hyping up. Wide receiver for the Titans.
He's not
Three
available.
Three catches, 100 yards. DJ Chark is.
I said DJ Chark. Cakes, the expert over here, says
I scoffed.
He's
I scoffed at DJ
Chark. You pick
DJ
up EB's
Chark.
Guy. Vernon Davis found the end zone.
I'm not going to play him.
Well, you know
him.
What? Okay, I'm saying this now on Twitter. It's not all bad news today, Cakes.
There's some good news.
Mike, the situation, Sorrentino has been released from prison.
Clap that up.
The sitch
you know
is
what?
Free.
Did Brett, he lose weight in prison?
I got to look at the picture.
Brett's probably doing a half-off special at Sup Dogs and all alcohol because the sitch got released from prison.
Right. All right, well, what time are we having McClellan on, JP? Is he coming
9:40.
In the last 9:40, last segment?
You're grilling me. Just picked up A.J. Brown.
Well, no, I said he wasn't available, but I'm surprised he was. So I'm going to pick him up. Burkhead's not getting picked up.
Darius Geis just picking went up AJ Brown.
Okay, that's fine.
What's your team's name? Gold Rush?
Yeah, yeah.
Gold Rush doesn't have Geis anymore.
Did you cut Geis? You should cut him.
Yeah,
you
should
cut right now. Cut him. Yeah.
Well, it's a waiver league, which sucks.
Waivers are the worst.
I've got to wait a couple days.
Hey, real quick, I know are we going to do an entertainment page?
Sure.
You just gave us
the lead story. The sitch released.
10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to see the Nationals take on Philly September 24th at Nats Park. 1067 The Fan and PenFed Credit Union taking you out to the ballgame all season long. That's courtesy of PenFed Credit Union. You can get more details at thefandc.com/contests. Again, give us a call at 800-636-1067. 10th caller gets hooked with that. Of course, coming up later this hour, Brian McClellan, the GM of the Washington Capitals, will join us. That's coming up at 9:40 as we broadcast live from MedStar Capital's Iceplex, presented by AAA. Go to AAA.com and hit the road with confidence.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Junkies coming to you live from MedStar Capital's Iceplex, presented by AAA. Go to AAA.com and hit the road with confidence.
Someone on the Vibe Machines asked if EB is drunk or having a stroke because he's slurring a lot. And I said, I'm defending him because it's cold in here.
It's cold.
And I'm slurring?
Well, he said, I don't know. Anytime it's cold and I'm uncomfortable, I start shivering and I stutter and I slur. Yeah.
Sure.
I'm telling you, it's like 40 degrees in here.
Yeah, it's chilly.
It's cold.
Got to keep the ice cold, Ricky.
Can I tell you what's cold?
Got to keep the Darius ice cold.
Yeah,
can I tell you what's cold-blooded? Yeah. How the reporters, so Brian McClellan is going to join us, the GM of the Capitals, in about 15, 20 minutes. But he has a media scrum around
There's a horde around him right now.
And what's cold-blooded is, every question that I heard was about Cousy.
Right.
They don't
and
care.
Then following up about Cousy, and then he answers about Cousy and says, well, what does that look like?
Right.
Let me ask
and
you a question.
He said, well, that's a dialogue. Well, what type of dialogue
is
are you
he even here? He's not here, is he?
Cousy?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Is he in, like, in rehab or something?
All I know is Jason told me during the break that he, when he's done doing the Junkies, wants to become a team's beat reporter. He said that's his dream in life.
It's an awesome
job.
Become
a beat reporter.
It's an awesome job.
He says he can't wait to do it.
Well, because they get paid so well.
Wow. Right. I wasn't going to go down that road. I mean,
that's just a hard job.
Yeah, it's a tough gig.
I could not do it.
No doubt.
Props to them for doing it. I could not do it.
Yeah.
Props to the Seahawks of the world.
Absolutely. We like to hook our listeners. And right now, 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We have more Nats tickets. We have tickets to go see the Nationals take on Atlanta this Saturday at Nats Park. Be one of the first 20,000 fans 21 years of age or older into Nats Park for the game and take home a limited edition Oktoberfest Nationals Beer Stein. Tickets on sale now at nationals.com. That's courtesy of the Washington Nationals. And again, you can get details at thefandc.com/contests. So just give us a call for that.
Nice job, Zach.
Hey, good job, Zach.
You did it.
Yeah, we got cameras in front
of us.
We're
kind of like in everybody's way. So like people want to walk in front of us, but if they duck down below the cameras, they can do it.
Yeah, we feel bad.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
I mean, this is media day at Caps practice.
Yes.
Or they're not going to practice today. But, you know, Channel 4 is here, Channel 7, Channel 9.
All the big ones.
All the reporters.
All right, let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. Try to entertain you here.
If you have to.
I think I know the lead.
Well, we touched on it, Kicks. Mike, the Situation Sorrentino is on his way back to the shore. The Jersey Shore star released from prison today after serving an 8-month sentence for tax evasion.
That's significant time, man.
That's real time.
Wasn't he in with – he was in the same facility, I believe, with the one of the organizers of the Fire Festival, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
I can't remember the dude's name, the guy for the failed, you know, huge – concert that was supposed
to be. I never watched either of those docs.
Fascinating. You should watch at least one. Just see what a debacle.
One's on Netflix and one's on like Hulu.
Yes.
Is that the deal?
Yes, that's right.
He was in the Otisville Correctional Facility in New York. He was sentenced to tax offenses related to nearly $9 million in income.
Oh.
Also told the judge that he was overcoming years, shocker, of drug and alcohol abuse.
But we had to back up. How did the Sitch have $9 million?
Appearance money.
He was making a boatload of cash.
He doesn't make junkies appearance money.
Oh, my God.
He's not doing a local casino. He's doing some big-time things there, kids.
I need more appearance money. That's the bottom line.
Hey, by the way, we went to Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races last night. Yeah. That wasn't an appearance.
No, that was a freebie.
That was a freebie. Set up the appearance.
But you know what? We more than made up for it for our meal at Final Cut.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was delicious.
And hundreds of dollars of food and alcohol.
Sure.
Oh, hundreds. It was probably into the thousands.
I said I did.
Oh, you did. I personally, yes.
Kevin Hart is out of the hospital 10 days after his terrifying car crash. The actor, 40, was discharged, is now recovering from his injuries in a rehab facility. So he's not even home, had to go to rehab. Of course, he was hospitalized and underwent surgery after he suffered, quote, major back injuries when his Plymouth Barracuda veered off the road and landed in a ditch earlier this month.
Well, was he
By the way, his name's Kevin Hart, and he had a Barracuda.
Oh, that's very good. That's a good – I've never kinda made that connection.
Kind of weird.
Now, they're saying –
how many in our audience track that?
Probably 2%.
Yeah, but you know what? That song was a smash.
Anybody
like
who's
80s.
50 and older knows exactly.
Somebody needs to play that in the background.
Now, the
great guitar riff on that song.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Barracuda that he had, it was like
Wilson Sisters.
I don't know. I think it was from the 70s or something. It might have been earlier. But they're saying the people that kind of modded the car out, they didn't, like, people in the industry were shocked because they didn't do it properly. A car of that magnitude, they ramped it up to 700 horsepower.
Oh my God.
All right, they had no roll cage in case you get in an accident. When you have that kind of horsepower, you're supposed to have a 5-point harness. He just had a regular old school seatbelt.
No shoulder harness.
I might have had the shoulder.
Oh my
but,
God.
You know, maybe just a 2-pointer. You're supposed to have 5 points when you have that kind of power.
But wasn't he also letting his dopey friend drive the car instead
allegedly.
Of him?
Allegedly.
Or is that that's the story that's being sold?
Yeah,
to
him
everybody.
And Kevin O'Leary. They both had their friends.
right.
Who knows?
Do you think he's respected as much as some of the other top comedians? Like, if I just go with African American comedians that are hot now, Chappelle. Chris Rock.
He might not be.
Kevin Hart's not there.
It doesn't
right?
Why?
Matter.
Because his acting
I don't
career
know.
Is so
I
big
think they,
now?
I think he's kind of considered more of a hack.
Maybe.
But you know what? I like him.
That hack is worth roughly $150 million.
Yeah.
So I would love to be called a hack and have $150 million
right.
in the bank.
I agree with
and
you.
Not tumble my car down a cliff in Malibu. I'd like to keep that part out if I could.
And Eddie Murphy has stand-up specials coming out. Is that what we reported a couple weeks ago?
Well, they've been saying he's been negotiating with Netflix. May have a deal worth as much as potentially $70 million for maybe as little as two specials. So we'd all be into that, of course.
Yeah, we're all into less work for the most amount of money that we can get.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a pretty good philosophy.
As close to $70 million as possible. How about $7 million? How about $1
million? How about a fraction of that number?
Kim Kardashian, she's in the news again, Cakes. Can't get enough of her.
Lucky us.
She was on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon yesterday, and Kim, who's how old, Cakes? How old do you think Kim Kardashian is?
I'm not the best judge on what's my age again.
38.
She's 38 years old.
Very good.
Totally guessed.
She told Fallon that she and her husband, Kanye, crazy Kanye, have been discussing a move to Wyoming. In fact, they're rumored to have just
bought. She wants to watch the Cowboys play in the Mountain West?
Right. They just.
Wants to see him upset Missouri.
Bought a $14 million property in Wyoming. That thing, can you imagine in Wyoming?
I would think that's the entire value of the state, $14 million.
That thing's probably worth $100 million anywhere else.
Oh, they probably have like 20,000 acres.
Which one? I guess she's not a Kardashian. She's a Jenner. Which one is doing like Playboy? I saw that story yesterday.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I think
the one they all done it?
The one that's with Travis Scott.
Kylie.
Kylie? Yeah. Kylie and Travis Scott.
Oh, right.
Got,
right.
Some sort of Playboy shoot.
Yeah, they did something where like her pants are off or something. You know, I don't think you don't really see anything, but
I mean, I think you see her bare butt.
I think you see her butt, but I mean, you don't really need to buy a Playboy to see that. Do you need to buy a Playboy to see anything?
Does Playboy even? They don't publish the magazine still, do they? No chance. Impossible. There's no way.
I think you do. I think
really.
I don't think anybody goes and buys one, but I think some people get them the subscription.
Would any of you these days go to whatever store has one?
Can we do that? That's a bit for Adam.
And get like a Penthouse or Playboy.
Sure,
or
can we send Adam out
Like, they have just, covers,
just
though.
Have
they have covers,
porno.
Right?
Do they still even sell those at 7-Eleven?
Well, no, we just got to go to, like, is there a Barnes & Noble that's not
closed
yet?
Like, a gas station. A gas station would be your best
bet. No, I want them to go to someplace reputable and buy. Like, a gas station that they won't even flinch.
At Barnes & Noble, they're going to have those?
They might.
They got to have an
adult
section.
Maybe behind the counter.
They don't have it. They used to, like, at B. Dalton at the mall.
Right.
Because I would go to the sports section and look, and they'd go put it back. Who didn't do that?
It's a great move.
You put it inside
and you go get Season on the Brink and you stuff a Playboy inside.
Well, that's the move. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right. You look at Feinstein's book. At least everybody thinks.
I bet you Feinstein even did it.
With his own books.
Yeah. No, we got to send Adam out. That's got to be the bit. And then we go send him to the gas stations to get those pills, you know, the extension pills.
Right. He can give it all the major leaguers in their clubhouse.
That would just be fun.
By the way, does tonight for Adam start the 87 drink weekend at Pamplona?
It probably does.
Is it tonight?
Thursday night's a big night.
Thursday night football.
Pamplona starts. Oh, that's right. Thursday. You're going to be watching the Panthers and Bucks tonight at Pamplona.
All right.
Lock it up.
Tomorrow he's going to look like a truck hit him. That's how he looks most mornings.
Right.
Right. Although he claims he showers before he comes to the show.
Yeah.
That guy takes the worst shower ever, if that's clean.
Right.
Shocker, Kristen Cavallari has fired her social media manager after she posted in what her fans are saying was an insensitive 9/11 tribute. So it was basically like a hot picture of her. Like, I think it
was she like a ground zero taking that picture?
I guess it's like a plunging neckline. You're showing the boobs off and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I
don't think it was just a picture. Is that she actually said something about 9/11 on there, and they thought that it probably shouldn't have been a combo.
No, actually they didn't. All they did is they just tagged all the designers that she's wearing.
I know, but I think there was also like a sentence that people
it
were
just
upset
says
with.
New York City for 24 hours. I'm seeing the post right here.
All right, then I read maybe I read one of the comments.
But I guess her social media person, you know, tagged like the shoes she's wearing, and it's, you know, 9/11
pipping the product.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? So I guess you got to be a little bit more aware. Shocker Cakes, are you surprised to hear the Joker director says that Joaquin Phoenix would sometimes walk off set?
Why would I be surprised by that?
Isn't he the wacko that did the bit where he was constantly running around like in character? Where he did that, or he did
like
that
as a rapper?
Bit. Remember, yeah.
Wasn't he going to be a rapper
for a
while?
Yeah,
he did
like the rapper thing. Yeah.
Yeah, he had the big bushy beard.
All right, I'm going to cut you off.
Well, we got to go to break.
Because we got B-Mac coming up.
All right, see? Yeah. See.
He doesn't care about Kim Kardashian.
And then we got to do the commercials
first.
Couldn't
care less
about
that.
I apologize.
All right, when we come back, we'll have G and Brian McClellan. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from MedStar Capital's Iceplex, presented by AAA. Go to AAA.com and hit the road with confidence. And happy to be joined now by the general manager of the Washington Capitals, Brian McClellan.
That's correct.
He's part of this organization. Awesome. How many years have you been part of the organization now?
2001. 19
nice
years
run.
Almost. Yeah. And
Brian's a big dude. What are you, about 6'5"?
6'4".
Yeah.
Could you imagine him taking you into the boards if
no.
you're playing hockey?
Wouldn't even
want to
think about it.
He was just laughing. He was laughing because Cakes was telling his war
Cakes
story.
Got hurt on media day
where he was skating.
Sherry Burris knocked him into the
boards. It was basically right by it. You see where the blue line is?
Yeah.
Cakes was skating back looking for the puck.
I was.
And there was actually, you know, there were a few guys who could actually skate.
Right.
It was one of those guys who could actually skate who was actually going for the puck.
Right.
And I heard Cakes about a second before it happened. He goes, oh! And then boom, he got smashed into the board.
I'm not that fleet of foot, and I got in the way of a freight train, and he took me right into the board, like Tom Wilson does. That's why I felt like Tom Wilson was
only about 100 miles an hour slower.
Okay,
but,
so yeah. Maybe embellishing a little bit.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's painful. Out there.
But you had an apple, though. He had an assist.
I had
in the
an assist.
Game.
Oh,
he had an assist in the game.
Nice.
Little backhand flipper over,
right
to the guy screaming towards the net. I mean, it was a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. I felt like Nick Baxter.
So, Brian, do you enjoy when the beat reporters pepper you about Cousy?
No, I don't.
400 questions in a row.
It's the last thing you want to talk about.
The PR guy told me, he said, don't answer any questions about Cousy. And I got about 100, and I answered them all.
What are you supposed to say? Next question.
Yeah, exactly.
Next I got question. About 100.
Yeah.
From your perspective, let me just touch on it for a moment. I mean, it's just sort of business as usual. He has to handle his business off the ice and that sort of thing. I'm sure you guys are monitoring it.
Yeah.
But from a playing perspective, nothing really changes, right?
Right, nothing. I mean, the league's going to make a decision here whether they want to have add some further discipline as far as games missed and plus some monitoring things. But on the ice, it's business as usual. You know, we're looking to have for him to have a good year. He's a big part of our team and organization and a big part of our success when we won a championship. So we need him at a high level to be successful.
And some people may have expected more from him, and maybe you do too, but if you look at the numbers, he's had four straight seasons with 40-plus assists. He's up there with some of the top forwards in the game.
Yeah, he is. I think from an organizational point, the consistency part last year, he had periods where he was an elite player and periods where he wasn't, and we'd like him to be an elite player the whole year and be one of the best guys in the league.
Well, hopefully be a little more, into it. I don't know. Who knows? What about the new guys that you brought in, right? We're asking you off air, which of these are you expecting to have the most impact? Which are you most excited about? You said all of them.
Yeah,
right?
I am. I think they all bring a level of competitiveness that is going to, help bring some energy to our team. I thought our bottom six got a little stale last year. Had a good year the year before. We made some changes. All these guys compete hard. They bring energy to a game, and at different levels of skill. But I think we rounded out our forward group excellently. And on paper, it looks good. And I'm excited to see it during the year.
I'm going to jump forward a bit. Does it keep you up at night that both Backstrom and Holtby are in the last years of their deal and that you're going to have to either figure out whether you're going to re-sign them or let those guys walk to a different team? How does that dynamic play out like a year out in advance?
Yeah, I mean, there's not much you can do. You can be in communication with both the players and their representatives. We have to play it out a little bit to see how the team does, what the cap, what implications are for that. Sometimes at the end of the year, you can make a trade to create some space that allows you to add another guy. I think it's, the uncertainty is there for us and for them, and we try and communicate through the whole process. And whether we can get them both done, whether we can get one done, I think the most important thing is that, these guys have been great players for us, for the organization. Both guys, big part of our championship team. We want to treat them with the respect that they've earned, and, we're going to do the best we can for both guys.
Doesn't sound optimistic, though. I mean, what are the chances we get to re-sign both?
It could be tough. I mean, you say it every year. You have some issues with the salary cap. I mean, I didn't know we could sign John Carlson. It was going to be around that $8 million number, and we figured out a way to create some space to sign him. It's not impossible. I mean, sometimes you have injuries, sometimes you have trades. There's so many uncertainties that go into whether you can sign both or you can't sign both.
What is the cap this year?
83.
Wow. It's a big number.
Yeah.
But are you right up against it already?
Yeah, we're over.
Oh, you are?
Nice.
We're over.
Nuzzled up.
Yeah.
Right, that's all that matters.
We like to spend.
Yeah, that's good. Good. Yeah.
Talking to Caps GM Brian McClellan, when I was watching you at the media scrum, you talked, though, about four goalies. Talk about the guys that we don't know as much about. We know about Holtby and Copley. What about the other two? I guess you said one was an all-star in the minor league.
Right, yeah. Vitek Vanacek, second-round pick. He's been in the minors for, I think, 3 years. Worked his way up. He's slowly gotten better every year. Was an all-star at that level last year. We like him. He has potential to play at the NHL level. Samsonov's first-round pick that, has a tremendous upside. He's athletic. He's got good size. He's everything points to being an excellent goalie in this league, but he still has some development time left.
Is development really an experience thing, technique things you see?
Yeah, both, all of it. I think he needs to mature. He needs to get used to certain levels. I mean, he struggled at the beginning of the year last year in the American League, and then second half of the year he started to figure it out, started to figure out the North American game, the smaller rink game. We're anxious to see how he does in camp here and going forward.
So big question, too. Have you had the OVOs yet?
I haven't. I have a couple boxes on my desk.
Yeah,
I haven't tried
it. Nice.
Yeah.
Speaking of Ovi, Of course, you saw, you got the report that he fell off his bike,
right.
Scratched up his face, hands, I mean, cuts all over the place. Since we have a real GM here, I need to ask, I would be a conservative armchair GM by nature. In every contract, there would be a list
no
of
bike riding?
No bike riding.
No bike riding.
No bike riding, no moped riding, no motorcycle riding, no zip lining, no mountain climbing, a million things. About, no pickup hoops.
Ovi's going to really like you. You ever see him?
I know. He's a wild
He's on
man.
Those water things.
He's probably not going to sign with your team.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't.
Yeah,
he's too risky.
Yeah.
It's too much of a risk.
Is he allowed to walk downstairs with you?
Do you guys have an
elevator?
Do you ever
only
have
elevators?
Do you have any clauses like that? Like you can't do X, Y, and Z activities.
There is a standard clause on
what
activities.
Skiing is really dicey.
Skiing's off. You know, I think there's something with motorcycles.
See, I get mocked by these guys all the time.
No, but those are legitimate threats. I mean, skiing is a legitimate thing.
Because you have to let players.
But riding
live their
a bike, I mean, you got to let a kid ride a bike.
At least he had a brain bucket on.
Right.
Because he could have been riding without a helmet.
Right.
So that, good by Ovi.
So good for him. So, Brian, getting back to the team, Todd Reirden said he expects to play a more aggressive style hockey this year with the guys that you guys have added. Can you explain that a little bit?
From Todd's point of view, I think it's more pressure, you know, pressure in the puck, not sitting back. We did add some physical guys, too, that, you know, finish checks, play a little more physical when they're defending. Hathaway is a physical player. Gudas is a physical player. Panic can be surprisingly physical. I think our team will be a little bit stronger physically, but I think the coach is more referencing pressuring pucks, a little more speed to the game.
Gotcha.
Was the Metropolitan Division a little too close for your liking last year? I want to say the top five teams were separated by 6 points in the standings. Maybe it was just a dogfight throughout. It wasn't like what Tampa Bay did in their division where they're just running away from everybody. Do you think it's going to be like that again this year?
I do, it's probably going to be a little tighter. I think the teams that finished in the bottom part of the division improved.
Panarin signs with the Rangers.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
So I think there's not going to be many what you'd call easier games. It's going to be a competitive situation. I anticipate it, you know, same type of spread at the end of the year here. I think the whole league is set up like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's not a big division amongst teams.
Right.
The margins are, you know, you're improving on the margins as your team gets better.
Well, we saw that with the St. Louis Blues.
Yes.
They had the worst record in the league.
At one point, like in January.
Yes.
And they win the Stanley Cup.
Right.
That's crazy.
Crazy story. Crazy turnaround.
It is.
How much longer can we expect Ovi to keep playing at this elite level? We keep waiting for him to drop off, and it doesn't happen, really.
No, I know. He's
I mean, it's insane.
It is.
Really.
Yeah, it is. It is. As long as we continue to have a good team and our power plays, an elite power play, top, you know, 5-10 power play, I think he's going to produce, you know. He seems to be in a good spot mentally. Physically, he's in a good spot, as good as he's ever been, and conditioning-wise. So
he's doing what he needs to do.
He is.
Yeah.
And I think it's important for the organization to keep continuing to.
Was that true, say, 6-7 years ago, that he was doing everything off ice, you know, like conditioning-wise?
No, I think he was a little looser then.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I think it's part of his maturity. You
right.
know? I think part of winning, part of, you know, getting married, having a kid, I think, you know, it's a natural progression that everybody goes through.
Right.
And I think he's in a good spot right now.
Well, how much do you look at what the rest of the league has done in the offseason? I know you look at it. I mean, do you really study what the other teams are doing, your closest competitors?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we monitor everybody. You know, we have a war room over here that has everything that's gone on, that's going on, and, you know, players we're tracking. We have a scouting staff that's constantly monitoring players and watching teams. That's part of the business.
How much does it affect what you do? Hey, they just picked up so-and-so, and
now
we got to counter
no,
that.
No, I don't think we operate from that. We try and do what's best for our team.
Right.
You know, we monitor what they're doing, and, you know, some things we like, you know, well, I'm glad they did that. And another one's like, oh, God, you know, they really improved there. They got away with one there. So it's
who should we watch out for? Who do you think is the most improved in the offseason?
Team?
Yeah.
I'm curious what happens with Jersey here. You know, Hall comes back, Subban's there. Mm-hmm. See how well they're going to be. You know, on paper it looks good. We'll see how they do during the year. The Rangers, I like to see how the Rangers do too. I mean, Lundqvist is in that. You know, Panarin's an elite player.
He's dynamic.
You know, he changes teams. Yeah. You know, when he's on the ice, he changes games. So curious to see what the effect he'll have on their team.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. That's the GM of the Washington Capitals, Brian McClellan. We limited the koozie questions.
Yes. Yeah, nice.
It's all roar.
There's only one.
One, yeah.
Well, we don't know.
I didn't answer
ask.
It, did I? No, good, good.
Yeah, we're easy. We're easy.
Yeah, yeah. We are easy. Right.
Good luck
thank
this year.
You. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you, pal.
All right, wrapping things up here from MedStar Capitals Iceplex, presented by AAA. Go to AAA.com. Hit the road with confidence. I am confident that when I go outside, it's going to feel so good because it has been
delicious.
Chilly.
Yeah, I can't wait to get outside and take this jacket off. Or maybe I'll keep it on in case.
How many
layers
do you have on? Well, he's got the puffy jacket. Yeah, let's see. Let's go layer
jacket.
By layer. Maris Lacrosse.
Yeah, and of course I have a T-shirt on.
A T-shirt and a scarf.
Let me guess. Wizards T-shirt.
Nats
or it might
maybe?
Be the new Nats.
No,
t-shirt.
Terps. Terps football.
Ah, very good.
Terps football. Coach Edsel gave it to us.
Hey, we got to give the Terps some shine tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Big game.
Yep. Big one at Temple. Take big down game. Those Owls.
I mean, it's critical. You want to get to 6 wins, you got to beat Temple. If you want to get to 6 wins, you got to beat Temple, I think.
I would agree.
Jason and I just need 5.
Point. I just need 5.
5 is a big
I don't need a bowl. I don't need a bowl.
Yeah.
I just need 5.
All right, we got to get out of here. Grant and Danny coming up next here from MedStar Capitals Iceplex.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.